Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. It was poet Ogden Nash who wrote, "I think that I shall never see a billboard lovely as a tree." Well, if Ogden Nash were alive today and took a trip to Times Square in New York City, he might get quite a surprise, as Living on Earth's Jesse Martin reports.
Times Square. There's nowhere else in the world quite like it. Stand on the corner of 7th Avenue and 42nd Street. Look in any direction, day or night, and you'll face a wall of flashing billboards and glowing LED screens. Some people love it.
I'm from New York City, and I love Times Square. It's awesome. Action, energy, everything. Awesome.
And some don't.
Oh my good lord. During the holidays, avoid it at all costs. If I have a choice, I don't come to Midtown.
But starting in December, there'll be a new glowing billboard in Times Square. One that really stands out. And not because it's the biggest or the brightest.
It's the first of its kind, so it is completely unique. And it will be, 100% driven by wind and sun. And it will shine hopefully a very bright light on Broadway.
That's Ron Pateski. He's Senior Vice President for Marketing at Ricoh, the company that's building the eco-friendly sign. 16 wind turbines will be stacked in towers on either side of the billboard. They're specially designed to use the quirky winds in Times Square, and they work at wind speeds as low as 5 miles an hour. Pateski says the billboard will also use any sunshine that makes it into the square, thanks to the 64 solar panels placed along the top of the sign.
If there's not wind or sun for a period of time, we may not light. And as far as Ricoh's concerned, that's fine. This is a Ricoh advertisement. It's certainly not a life or death situation if the light goes on. So we're fine. We think it's kind of cool. Worst case, you've got a lot of hot air in New York one way or the other. So we'll be fine.
But Pateski doesn't think the billboard will go dark too often because it's equipped with batteries that can save up enough energy from the sun and wind to power the sign for 4 cloudy, still days. Ricoh estimates that running their billboard on wind and solar energy will save them $12,000 to $15,000 a month in energy costs. But Pateski insists that saving money isn't the company's main aim.
So the reason that we've developed this Echo Board is to try to promulgate the idea that companies can be responsible and that companies can be creative in the way that they save energy. So, of course, a company like Ricoh or any other large company, we advertise. And we don't think our advertising should leave one, ounce of carbon to hurt the environment.
In fact, Ricoh estimates that by running their billboard on renewable power, they will prevent 18 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere every year. And that impressed at least one New Yorker.
If I knew that this wasn't just a big electric bill going on here, I don't think I would be as anti-Times Square.
The Ricoh billboard is scheduled to have its grand opening on December the 4th, if the weather cooperates. For Living on Earth, I'm Jesse Martin.